Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello and welcome to Crackin' Crime. I'm your host Jamie Tilson.
Co-host Seth.
Brought Seth with me again today. And then we've got a special guest with us today, Motor Cop Chronicles Podcast.
All right.
Yeah, it sounds like it's good. All right, so we're trying something. We've never had a call-in guest before, so we're giving it a shot. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about your guys' podcast.
I am a 27-and-a-half-year, still full-time Leo. Got a couple years left, I'll be retiring. 20 years as a motorcycle cop, still on motorcycle at 52 years old. I guess that's stupid.
Right up our alley.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
I'm downloading this podcast right now.
Absolutely. No, I have not. No. No,
I've been pulled over for a seatbelt violation by quite a few of them, though.
You're just a damn criminal.
You don't even know. Honestly, we really could.
We really could with him.
I've got a bit of a history. Never. The thing I do with that seatbelt is buckle it behind me so it don't ding all damn time.
You want me to take some?
Yeah, I do.
There's things you can go on like Amazon and buy like a seatbelt extender, but they're really good because it clicks into your seatbelt, so it keeps it from dinging.
Actually, I just saw my dad with one of those. I swear to God, going down to Indianapolis this past weekend. Oh, he had one. He just had it clipped in, and he kept yelling at me. I was like, well, who doesn't buy two of them when both the front seats ding at you? I bet it was cheaper on Amazon, too, anyway, you cheap ass.
Yeah, this is my nephew.
Yeah, that's kind of the reason why we started the podcast is I'm his nephew. He's my uncle. He's been a cop most of his life. I've been in trouble. I've been in and out of jail, and I changed my life around. So it's two different perspectives on life. We both have pretty much the same sense of humor, though.
Yeah, so when you were in jail?
Prison, really. Sorry.
For prison.
4 years.
Jesus.
Yep. That's a jailhouse religion.
I've written Jesus a ticket not too long ago.
Hey, Zeus.
I can't tell.
He's driving the Subaru with Jesus.
Oh, man. I hope this is recording because it don't look like it's recording. I don't know.
I wish you would be. I mean, it's been pretty good so far,
I feel
like.
It has. I can't tell. We'll have to listen back.
Or not listen back.
Or just not listen. Just put it out there blank. No, I mean,
this was a pocket.
Yeah, it shows it. I hope that it's working. This has been fun.
Is it? Are you serious? It's moving. See, it's moving.
Is it still? Yeah, all right. So it might be. We might be good.
Whoa. This may just look really unprofessional. You don't hear any of the big guys doing any of this. I bet his cop buddy that blew up didn't do this.
I know. Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. it does make me feel... Yeah, anyway, so... I don't remember where we were at.
We were introducing ourselves. So, and Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
If I get arrested, I'm going to also identify as a whole.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Identify as a...
That's right, and you can switch it wherever you want to.
I'm going
to
identify as a carrot so I can stay in the kitchen.
What?
Yeah. Stay where all the food's at.
Do what?
Stay where all the food's at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Put you in the refrigerator. Yeah.
Nice.
Did y'all
have rain too late? I didn't. I'm wanting to think it was around.
I worked at a state DNC for about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't drink.
I'm glad I didn't.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, I was impressed. They let me drink a bunch of Kool-Aid or something.
Yeah. I did have a little bit of toilet wine.
I can see you doing that. Yeah.
I didn't make it.
Is that better? It's not even your toilet?
It wasn't made in the toilet, though. We all worked on the farm. It's buried in the garden. It's made that way.
Okay. Yeah. Are you buried in the garbage?
Yep. We had a 5-gallon bucket, too. We had a lot of leeway out there. Yep, we did. We paid one of the kitchen workers to give us some sugar and whatever heck else goes in it. I don't know.
I don't want to hear about the kitchen
workers. Well,
you keep your pump stories to yourself.
Oh, shit. That was low blow.
It's like he's known you forever.
They're $1, the same price.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, anywho, what's the podcast about today?
Oh, the podcast today? All right. So today we are talking about the Killdozer. Did you do any research on that there, Seth?
I completely forgot about it.
Oh, my goodness. So we're talking about Marvin Heemeyer.
Well, I should have gone with that instead of Killdozer. That's the lamest name I've ever heard in my life.
Well, you're going to get to why.
Did he use a dozer?
Let me tell you what. Look, Marvin was a very smart man.
With a bulldozer?
I know. I don't understand that either. When you're doing the research on it, and it's like, yeah. So it's in Granby, Colorado. He moves into town and buys a piece of land right next to a concrete. Very good.
Yeah. At least one of us is giving an honest first-time reaction, all right?
True. That was the original, but yeah, I asked you to actually do some research on this one.
I'm going
to
be honest, I forgot.
So, he moves to town, he buys this right next to a concrete plant. The concrete plant owner wanted to buy the land from him, so he tells him, like, $215,000 or something like that to buy it. And then the guy finally comes up with the money years later, and then, but then he changes the price tag. He ends up building a muffler shop on the land there. And then...
Everybody enjoys a good muff job. I don't understand what's so funny.
I don't think... You probably don't even know what a muffler is. Do you know what a muffler is?
Yeah, I know what a muffler is. Which muff are you talking about?
He probably knows the going prices.
I wasn't a crackhead. I know how much wire they keep in between the streetlights also.
Oh, man. So, he successfully is running this muffler shop. Like, a few days a week is all that he works there. And then, but it's somehow successful. He's had a bunch of successful business ventures throughout his life. Well, then, the concrete shop owner then buys the land just south, or just right next door to the muffler shop. It was, what, 2 acres? I believe it was 2 acres. It was, yeah. And then they start going into disputes because it was, I think that was residential, and they're trying to get it zoned so he can put more concrete equipment or whatever on the property. So this is what sparks everything, is he then, they get it zoned to commercial so he could do the concrete work through that area, and then he kept disputing it, but then, yeah, they didn't change anything.
They wouldn't jee-haw him.
Yeah.
He got into a big old argument with, I think, the city council or stuff like that.
Yep. And the Doshef family. And then, so, I mean, it was multiple. So he took it to... He complained to the Environmental Protection Agency. He filed lawsuits about it, and he lost everything. But he was...
Killdozer was filing everything and doing all this stuff.
Well, his name is that Marvin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's actively disputing this concrete company getting to have this land south of him or adjacent to his property adjacent. And so this is in 1992, right? No, wait. He purchased 2 acres. So it's 01. Yeah, it was January of 01 when he was taking people to court. So, yeah. Then there was a sewage dispute, saying that he had inadequate solution to sewage. And he was putting his sewage into a buried concrete truck barrel. Yeah. Hmm. And so anyways,
it was just a shitty situation.
It was a shitty situation. And so they go through all of that. And finally then, he had bought this. It was, here, I'll tell you exactly what it is.
It was...
It was a Komatsu D355A. Yeah.
That lets everybody know exactly.
Yeah. Nobody knows what that
is. Everybody listening right now
So he tries to sell it. It sits out there for a long time. He can't sell it. So he finally decides to pull it in the shop. This is when he now, if I remember right, he sells his property. And then he keeps a portion of the building so that way he can...
You sure you studied this?
What's that?
You sure you studied this?
I did, yeah.
All right.
That's exactly right.
So he did kill someone with a damn bulldozer.
He never killed anybody. He only killed himself.
He killed himself.
He killed himself. But he took a piece of metal, it was half inch thick steel, then an outer half inch thick piece of steel, and then he filled concrete in between. And then he had little turret ports so he could shoot out of them. And then he put cameras behind bulletproof glass, or like plexiglass, that... Yeah. And then he had screens.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Inside so he could steer. So this is a big-ass bulldozer, and now he's got two layers of steel and concrete. And no air conditioning.
Why the...
He did put air conditioning. I didn't see.
He did. Oh, that's smart thinking.
That's what, dude. That would have been miserable in there. Oh yeah. Had a little hot plate.
I bet he had that red Kool-Aid too.
Yeah, a red Kool-Aid. So it was crazy. Enough food in there and water to last a week. And then when he closed the hatch, that there was no way for him to get out. He welded himself into it. Yeah. So there's no way he's getting out of it. And, yeah.
What? Why?
Because he's going, the cameras, now he's got screens for, like, windows. That's the only way he see where he's going. And then he on the day, what day was it? June 4th of 2004. He goes straight to the concrete plant next door, and he drives through it, demolishes it, and then he basically just starts going through downtown, starts driving through buildings.
Well, he went to all the other areas. He went to, like, the courthouse
and
everybody
that fucked him over. Yep. So it was Town Hall, Sky High Newspaper, Gamble's General Store, Maple Street Builders, Mountain Parks Electric, Liberty Savings Bank, Copycat Graphics. He drove through the house of the former mayor, and his 82-year-old widowed, or his widow, his 82 years old, is still in the house. Nobody dies. He doesn't hit anybody. He doesn't shoot anybody. Apparently, he had a 50 cal rifle in there, and he was shooting at, like, electric boxes and propane tanks. It's, didn't hit nothing.
He's a terrible shot.
Yeah, I think he had a couple of handguns in there, too, because he shoots himself with a .357, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he just spoiled the ending right there. I was going to ask how he died. I thought he was going to Hitler it and pop a pill.
I don't think he wanted to kill anybody. I just think he wanted to fuck the town.
Yeah, basically just demolish the town.
Sounds like he was
town.
Very successful at it.
Yeah. So he gets stuck. I think it was at the general store, wasn't it? Or the
Why would he? I'm guessing he killed himself because he thought he killed some people and he was going to do the rest of his life. But it's like, dude, you only did like a couple hundred thousand dollars worth of damage. You probably would have got out in 10, 20 years.
It was 2 million. No, 7 million. Yeah, damage was estimated at 7 million.
That's a lot of restitution, but you're not going to do life for that.
No, I don't think that was the point. The point was...
What the hell? That's a
weird. And they had... Why? The other crazy part is they've got officers just walking around it because it's moving so slow.
And like Austin just... Powers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It what did it say? Like 2 mile an hour was all the faster this thing was moving?
Oh, jeez. You can walk. Yeah, you can walk way faster.
Yeah, but it was... well, except for the basement because he got stuck in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And he couldn't get out, so he was just...
Did all that prep work, he couldn't avoid the houses with basements.
He was like,
you're in Colorado, yeah. There ain't that many there. You wouldn't think, anyway.
So, yeah, he then just offs himself. But officers were trying to shoot. They shot the metal. They tried to shoot the cameras out so we couldn't steer. But they couldn't hit anything because it was all bulletproof everything.
Yeah, it's pretty much a tank. They should make a movie about that.
I think they've made.
Did they really?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, it was called Tread. I tried looking it up today, but it's not on there.
Huh.
But apparently, it was like a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
Yeah, and a lot of people hail this guy a hero for some weird, crazy ass reason. I don't get it, but for standing up for himself. Oh,
they
yeah.
They were just standing right there by
him. Right, they were just walking with it.
Yeah, they were just walking by him. I mean,
what was cops for?
Started mowing cops down.
Easy.
Trying to, stuff like that. But to run over somebody, it would have been like the Austin Power thing.
Yeah. No, please.
No, just move.
Just move. Yeah. So happened to not have your wheelchair right there at the time. Your kid's in front of that bulldozer. Oh, you can... Your son's out in front of that killdozer. He'll be all right. He's got plenty of time.
Yeah, he's got plenty of time. Yeah. Son, get your stuff. Get in here.
Can I spray paint the wheel on the front of that thing? Yeah, as long as you keep walking backwards slowly.
Fast.
Yeah. Think twice before pulling that guy over.
No traction bars or nothing?
It was
That's funny.
The Hispanic population, men, would try to trick out a Pinto.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I had a Dodge Neon for about 6 months.
That doesn't surprise me.
What's that? After it's all said and done, they dismantled the damn thing. It just like got rid of it. I've been like, that should have been the center of my time. Like, we didn't want people just looking loose. You live in a little dinky ass town. You should have put it in the town square and made a monument. Now you're gonna become a sightseer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I was down, absolutely. You know, if I was driving through that area, I'd detour 30 minutes to an hour just to go see Killdozer.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be different if you went out there and killed a whole bunch of people.
You
can't keep nobody.
Right.
Yeah.
And $5, take a picture.
Absolutely. Make some of that money back that that the state paid to fix up the town. Well, and then they dismantled the whole thing.
Yep.
And then they spread. Right. Because they didn't want anybody to monument, or they didn't want to, like, sell off any parts if they knew that's what it's from. So they shredded the thing. They just took it all apart and parts everywhere. They don't know where
it's at. So they paid people to take it. They lost more money to get to take it apart and lose what they could have made money off.
Yeah, they probably spent another $100,000 just.
Let's go in the hole and get rid of this thing we can make money off of.
I know. No, yeah, they didn't think about nothing on that one.
Hmm.
I know. That's crazy.
Like I said, I would have made a whole memorial thing, like I said, made some money on it.
Oh, absolutely.
This here, that was just in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You look like you're going to go fight in a 1400s battle.
I'm in jealous. This is him.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. A long chin.
What is
that? First, that's what you get out of it.
That's what I got out of it. Well, I'm a little jealous because I'm 32 and I don't have that much facial hair, so. If I had that much facial hair and chin, I wouldn't off myself. I'd be happy. I mean, I can't grow a beard to save my life. Gosh, be lucky. I've heard that, Beards Club, whatever you choose. Go with neither.
Just gonna keep not shaving or doing nothing.
Yeah. Jack was like, "What's the last time you trimmed your chin hair?" I was like, "How long have we been together?" Probably before that. Now mind your own business. I don't. Yeah. It jiggles too. That surprised me. I'm not gonna lie. It jiggles.
That's awesome.
Fucking computer beard to jiggles.
All right. So the next thing we were gonna talk about was JonBenet Ramsey.
That sounds familiar.
So we haven't covered JonBenet Ramsey.
I know. I heard it on my own accord. I have a life outside of the podcast. I don't know if you know
that. I don't believe you. Yeah, I don't believe that you ever study anything. So that's actually a crazy, crazy story. That one could be like a full-blown episode in and of itself. But they're saying, I just saw there's some update popping up all over the place. I have absolutely no idea if it's true. But they're saying that this guy confessed to the murder.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
I was thinking like 1800s. When you said JonBenet Ramsey, I don't know why, but that's what.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
That's his name?
Wait, that sounds really familiar. Ghislaine Maxwell. That's what I always said when I read the.
Yeah.
reports. Jizzling. Jizzling.
It says Gary Oliva.
There's three names?
Well, this one was July 1st. Gary Oliva is a possible suspect. He has now confessed to her murder.
Wait, Ghislaine Maxwell, that's that lady that had to do something with Bezos, isn't it? Or Epstein.
It must be true. 100%.
Yeah, this is... Yep, Gary Oliva.
Gary Oliva confessed to killing JonBenet Ramsey. So this all ties in somehow to the Epstein pedophile island. Is that what you're telling me?
Is that where Gary Oliva is from?
No, but if you're bringing in Ghislaine Maxwell, she was. She's the one that got arrested after he hung himself.
I don't know anything about that. It says Oliva has confessed to killing the girl in letters to Vail for years.
Yeah, convicted pedophile, possibly linked to JonBenet Ramsey killing. August, she was born in August.
Yeah, so apparently before, he's confessed a bunch of times to it.
Well, yeah, but the family's saying no.
Right, which is crazy. Because what I saw the other day was apparently the guy was like, in town that weekend or something, and they were able to prove that. But I'm not seeing that in this report that I'm reading now.
Yeah. And he's doing 10 years right now for being in possession of child porn. So he's a pedo already.
Right. Yeah.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
He was already a suspect before he admitted it, though. That's what I'm reading.
Right.
Basically, they're never going to know who did it.
Yeah. No, unfortunately, they're not. That's why that case is...
so big. It's just like Jimmy Hoffa and all those other ones, you know, when you don't know. It makes you more interested in it.
Well, I just saw a deal the other day that they were possibly found Jimmy Hoffa. But
what was the big one back in the like 50s, 40s, 60s when they first started doing planes? It was like Amelia Earhart or something like that. Or
you talk about D.B. Cooper?
No, I love D.B. Cooper. But yeah. There was like a baby stolen. Big deal a long time ago. It's not ringing any bells?
No.
God damn it. That's going to... bugged the hell out of
me. Oh, yeah, with JonBenet. It's really interesting. And I think so, too.
Lindbergh. That's what I'm thinking of. Lindbergh. The Lindbergh child that was kidnapped. And I don't think anyone knows anything about that to this day, do they?
Not that I know. I'd have to research that a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I do know that with JonBenet... So, there were so many things that messed up that investigation from the very beginning. So, without going, like, crazy into it, they thought it was a kidnapping, so they sent people that were not, like, their best homicide people. They took the parents' word on the search of the home, and I think they did a brief search themselves, but they didn't, like, search the basement fully, and then...
Classic OJ mistakes.
Well, the OJ mistakes are completely different.
But it's mistakes cops made. Just saying.
Yeah, we did. We did that episode.
Deep down in my heart, you're still a cop, and I'm a convict.
Well, this gal was like a brand new investigator. I don't even think she had gone to like investigative school. So she was just like been assigned as an investigator, and was like training. And then they were like there with other people, but they left her there with the family. And then they left to go do other things. They were waiting for a call from the kidnapper.
Hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the family is like restless. And she goes, go search the house again. Then all of a sudden, the dad comes running up carrying the daughter
from the basement. What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
When your kid goes missing, how do you not check your entire house before you even call the freaking cops?
They had searched it, but they...
What's that? Yeah, sorry. I don't know. Yeah, I was going to say, like, I've never had a kid myself, but I was only 5 when that happened, but I've been many ages when my aunt or my parents lost one of my younger cousins or siblings, and we had to fucking look everywhere. In the closet.
The kid in the house. Where? Until I started being married. The kid had crawled up behind the sofa that was up against the wall.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. With his bottle and was sleeping.
That's about right.
I moved the guy. Saved the day.
You're my hero.
That's awesome. So I recovered her golf cart where she parked it, where she just didn't realize she was parked. Saved the day once again.
If I'm slow or bored at work, I like to call the cops and complain about a little petty shit all the time, you know?
By that, he means me.
I'm a plumber.
That's what they all say after.
You got nothing, yeah. Your toilet clogs. Just saying. Be careful, because if your water springs a leak and you don't know how to fix it. I wish.
I got that new flex pipe too.
When the pipe has poo in it, it really kills the mood.
I didn't know you liked the back door.
Well, I did do 4 years in prison. Looks like recently.
You got a freaking mouth.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
If you have like
I've been doing it for 4 years, so I don't know. We got a master plumber and we got me right now, and that's it.
So you're not the master?
No, not yet. I got 2 years from December till I get my master's.
So, wait, once you become the master, is that when you get full butt crack? Right?
I'm trying not to. I do notice.
He's not allowed to put any butt crack out.
I do notice that literally everyone older than me has the plumber's crack going on. None of the pornos have the plumber's crack either, so I don't know. Obviously, it's not true. And still don't have plumber's crack. I don't know. I don't get it. Flashy light ones, yeah. You'll sit in the truck and follow him around, wait till he tuckers out.
That's right. Well, I got a truck. He's got a motorcycle.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Who's got a motorcycle?
You got a motorcycle.
Okay. Wait. I mean, you have a motorcycle also.
Yeah, I have a motorcycle.
Oh, nice. Either one, you're not going off-road.
That's awesome. So have you ever went up and worked Sturgis?
No, that's on my bucket list, to go to Sturgis one day. Just got rid of one of my bucket list things. I did go to Police Week this past May.
Police Week? What's that?
We had one of our, not from my department, but it was another motor cop. The ambushes we had down here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One of the cops finally succumbed to his injuries. They put him on the wall and they took him. So I went down there with some other guys, different agents. Got to ride my police motorcycle and help escort families. And I got to do that. And that was on my bucket list to be in D.C. and be able to do that. So I retired. I was going to start running.
Oh, yeah, that's freaking
that's
awesome.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. It's not as cool as that. I did Sturgis 1 year, and then I worked for Pennington County a different year. But they're always looking for people that actually can ride a bike up there.
Yeah, from what I hear, all you got to do is call.
Yeah, well, they send out stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And then, well, they want foot patrol, too. That's what I did. But they... Well, because we don't have... I mean, in Nebraska, I'm in a rural county, so we... a motorcycle wouldn't make sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, all someone would have to do is just make a right-hand turn off the highway onto the gravel road, and I'd be screwed. So,
or a... try that in a small-town county.
We'd be going for a long time. And washboards and thick gravel in spots, and yeah, it'd be... Yeah. Yeah. So, I like my pickup for... my county.
I had a pickup and I told I was working on the interstate. I looked at the sheriff's. I want that charger out there. So I like the truck operation. That's it. You know, you gotta try to work stuff because it didn't go faster.
Yeah, they don't.
Chipped and they came to be a bag of grease. But it's like, because I looked at the major, I said, well, it'll eat up on the it's just not fair. But I said, you know, I'm on the interstate and dead still, and I'm clocking people sometimes at 95 and 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
And I said, you know, if they're not view traffic in front of me, I can't catch them. Now you catch up with them, they try to pull. So I end up getting the charge. It does more than 105.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, we've got a couple.
I'm lucky because, unfortunately, we're GPS and stuff. And, if we sustain 84 or 85 miles an hour for 2 minutes more, it will set the alarm off. And, of course, if you hit 100 miles an hour, it automatically sets the alarm off and sends it to mail to the
mail. Right.
So, I don't know if they have mine shut off or whatever, because, you know, when I work traffic, I don't get over 100. I never get called in about it. Somebody's supposed to know if I get complaints. The guy that's my major, we were talking one day. It's like, when I went to police academy, he was like 10.
That's awesome.
Two more years.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I've got way more than that.
Well, I had my hour 30. Everybody's like, hey, you're not going to do drop. I'm like, yeah, well, thought about it, but I always feel like nowadays that I'm one call away from seeing him.
Yeah, I hear that.
You're doing my job right.
Right.
Did you see the video? Where Steve was in, but they got in a car chase with this 18-wheeler, and they finally got him stopped. And they said, you know, they let the dog loose, but the guy's hanging for it. The dog can get chunked out of the arm or something like that.
Oh, I haven't, no.
Shit.
And, of course, you know, the activists come out, and it says, I was watching it, it's on the full body cam stuff, it's on Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Of course, they don't fire the cop, you know. But it's just an article. They found he did not violate department policy by letting his dog loose. He might have had his hands up, but he was still not complying with any order. They chased him and his 18-wheeler like a half hour long car chase. They had spike strip to it. But he didn't violate any policy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, geez.
And this dude, even if he got
bitten,
he screams like the little bitch that he was. He's still being a dick when he's on the ground. It's like, so I'm going to talk about that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Of course, you know, you're in law enforcement.
Yep.
I say it all the time. When people say I'm not, when people are saying I'm not resisting, while they're resisting, that don't count as not resisting. Yeah. If you're saying you're not resisting, because if you're not resisting, you're just going to put your hands behind your back. You're not going to try to hold them tight or not. Like, I'm not resisting, I'm bullshit, motherfucker. But you're still resisting.
It is. Yeah. Kick them in the face and they never get up again.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone could take two bullets to the heart and one to the head and shake it off and keep going.
Yeah.
And every day got one bullet, they're dead. It just don't work like that in real life.
Nope. No, they're two movies or what everybody grew up on. That's what they believe is.
I mean, when they came in there and extracted you from a cell and based you into a trying to shield off, I mean, how did that feel?
I did what I was supposed to. I didn't get in trouble. I really didn't.
That was good.
I was a couple times. We had one time I was so. Probably when I got down to about 8 months, I went to a halfway center. So you're still in prison. You're still in a building where you got bunks and all that. But they can drop you off for an hour. You can walk through Lawton, Oklahoma, and you can put in applications. And there's probably about 10 or 15 of the businesses there that will hire you under a pretense that you get half of the money that they pay you, and they get the other half. It's all about money. And then a quarter of your half goes on your books. Yeah, it still is, of course. But before that, you have to go work for counties. So you pick up trash, do whatever that county needs you to do. And I can't remember the name of that small town I worked for, but there's a really nice guy that was in charge of us. And we had this other older guy. I won't say what race or anything he was or nothing like that, but he was taking advantage of how nice this guy was.
Oh, yeah. So we're still going. Okay. So we're resuming from where we kind of left off there for a minute.
Yeah, we're live again?
We're live again. We had some technical difficulties. So at this point, I think I'd just like to thank you, sir, for coming on the episode with us. It was fantastic. I think I had a great time.
Hell yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, everybody go check out Motor Cop Chronicles podcast. It's very good stuff. You got anything you'd like to say, sir?
Well, man, they have you crack guys on here.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. Anytime.
That'll work for us.
Hopefully you'll do a better job at it than we did.
No, yeah. We're going to get some better equipment. So we haven't plugged anything on this episode at all. So if you like what you heard, go check us out on Patreon. All of our social media stuff.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Are we on Instagram?
Yeah, I believe so.
Fuck, I don't think I follow us on Instagram. Yeah. Shit.
Go check us out. All of that stuff. Help us treat our call-in guests better. And make a better episode out of it, because this was a fantastic episode. I hope it turns out as good as it sounds here.
Yep.
So, all right, that's it. Everybody, check out Motor Cop Chronicles. All of our social medias, like us, share us, 5 stars, all that stuff. Thank you, guys.